This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Ravens at practice today. John Harbaugh is going to meet with the media coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And if we have any of that, we'll certainly share it with you before we get out of here at 2 o'clock. But no Awuzie, no Alexander practice, no Flowers, no Hopkins. He's dealing with
knee.
General soreness, I guess, camp-related. Basically. What is he, maintaining it or being camp smart or whatever John Harbaugh said?
Yeah, I haven't seen him a bunch as of late, so... They're just, maintenance is what they're doing with him. Getting him to the game is what they're doing.
Where's Ricard been, Patrick Ricard?
I don't know. You know, and like Cordell said that, you know, Harb's got to answer about Awuzie, Lamar, Ricard. You know, there's some guys that they got questions about.
We know Likely and Isaac, unfortunately, what's going on with them. But what about Andrews? He's not there today either.
Probably just give him a day off. You know, because, tomorrow's a walkthrough. Today's a short practice, no pads. Tomorrow's a walkthrough. Saturday's a game. Sunday they're off, and Monday they're back. I'm guessing just, and he's not playing Saturday.
NFL lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, Todd Monken, talking about the offensive line, and in particular, Andrew Voorhees, for the second year in a row, winning the job at left guard.
Well, I thought both him and Ben competed. And, you know, I'm excited for Andrew, and I'm excited for all of our guys. But I'm excited for Andrew. Essentially, you know, think about what he went through a few years ago, you know, and then to come back and basically redshirt and then start off last year and then get dinged up. And then we went with Patrick. So I'm excited. He's come a long way, and his best football still ahead of him.
Yeah, to me, he's got the best, most explosive punch of all the linemen. You know, I think his initial punch with his arm into the defensive lineman's chest is the strongest and most powerful of all the guys, you know, of all the linemen. And he does a nice job pulling. He's done a nice job in the preseason game. So, yeah, just stay healthy. Just stay healthy. Because if you get hurt, Corey Bullock may take your job.
Yeah. Now, he's entrenched at left guard, or is he's left guard for now?
As long as he stays healthy, okay. Bob, I'm saying he's the left guard. He would have to fall on his face, and I don't think he will. I think he's pretty good. Unless like a Corey Bullock really, you know, but he would have to Bob, what would have to happen is say Voorhees missed a game and Bullock came in and it was like a big difference, then it could be a Patrick McCary thing again.
Now, for Todd Monken, he was asked yesterday that the two-minute drill, and in particular, the no huddle, how's that going?
We have in the practice plans to work on tempo. We've been working a lot of two-minute, which is separate from that, but we've been working a decent amount of no huddle. Once you get the full install in, it's a lot easier to work through your no huddle because you've got everything in.
Yeah, I think they want to do no huddle, Bob, kind of so the defense can't adjust, can't make changes, whereas, you know, the Ravens, if they're going no huddle, they can run, you know, I mean, no matter who they have in there, they can spread people out, they can do things. They can create advantages by going no huddle and playing fast tempo.
Now, we were talking earlier as we switched to defense, Zach Orr in particular, the defensive coordinator, about TJ Tampa having a good day yesterday. So Zach Orr praises the second-year Iowa State Cyclone.
Oh, man, TJ had a great day. He had two interceptions, played aggressively. You know, that's has been our challenge to him, man. He's real talented. Trust your size, trust your speed, and play aggressive and challenge these receivers more. And he did that today, so and it paid off. So we happy with TJ.
Yeah, I think the big thing with TJ is, you know, he's always been a talented guy. He's long, you know, and he's got some size to him as a corner, which a lot of people really like. He just got to trust his talent. That's what, like, he can lose focus at times, you know, and you just got to be, he just got to be zeroed in because he's got the talent, he's got the ability, just focus down after down, play after play. That's what he's got to do. And if he does those things, he'll be fine because he can play the ball and he'll tackle.
Why'd he fall to the fourth round again?
Ran 4.52. You know, so people were concerned about his speed, and I've seen it show long speed. You know, he doesn't have catch-up speed going deep.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7.
He has mustard speed, Bob.
Mustard speed. If it's spicy mustard, we can take that. Zach Orr also talks about the Ravens' second pick in the draft this year, Mike Green, and just his skill set creates other opportunities, it looks like.
It does, man. And we talk about rushing as one. So it's four guys rushing. Yeah, you have to win your one-on-one battle, but you also have to understand where your guys went in to cover that space. So it's a lot more that goes into it than the naked eye would see because, yeah, I can beat this guy off the edge and smoke him, but if he just retreats out of there and we leave the B gap wide open, it doesn't matter how good a rush you got. Now the quarterback got off the spot. But to answer your question, it does help the interior guys or the other three guys that he's rushing with open stuff up because you know the tackle had to respect his speed. So now the gap is wider to run games on the inside. So it's definitely helpful.
Yeah, Mike Green. All right, Bob, his report coming out of Marshall. He was a senior. He wore jersey number 15 at Marshall. So he's 6'3", 251. He's got 32-inch arms, which is average at best for a pass rusher. 8.5 hands, small hands. Did 28 reps, 2.25, which is good strength. Now, his chronological schools is what you got to listen to. In 2021, he was at Virginia. Played in 6 games as a reserve. Had 4 tackles, 1 sack. 2022, Virginia redshirt. That's when supposedly he got in off-the-field issues. 23, he went to Marshall. Played in all 13 games, had 1 start. Had 43 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. Then in 2024, his senior year, he was a Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year. 17 sacks, 22.5 tackles for loss. He started all 13 games, 84 tackles, 2 passes broken up. Was also a wrestler in high school. Strength, size, base, balance. He can spin, good athlete. Shows a burst to the quarterback, good bend, flexible, strong, what 28 reps shows, fluid hips, good takeoff, good punch, speed to power, understands leverage, can punch, lock out, shed, find the ball, excellent effort, uses hands well to shed, shows a closing burst, he'll chase, good feet, he can dip, shoulder to bend the corner and beat the tackle, good balance, stays off the ground, fluid spin move, good change of direction, takes good angles, good motor, has violent hands, had a really good Senior Bowl week. Weakness, he'll get high some and overpowered by big offensive tackles. He'll need some work on more moves. Arm length questionable. Limited experience dropping into coverage. 21 snaps dropping into coverage in two seasons. Now, in summary, I said this kid has pass rush skill, showed development at the Senior Bowl, very good athlete, flexion, and hand use, rushing, arm length, could hurt some in the run game versus big offensive tackles. I like him for the Ravens as a rusher. Love his play mentality. You know, I mean, and we've heard the coaches talk about how he plays hard, he hustles and all those things. Plays the run better than I thought, Bob, be totally honest. You know, because the short arms don't hurt him because he has such good leverage. And leverage, that means low man wins. And he's always that low man. But his pass rush repertoire is outstanding. He never stops. His feet never stop. He can bend that corner. He's got great flexion. I think the sky's the limit for this kid. And I thought he would just be like a rush player this year for him. No, he can play. He can do it all for them if they ask him to. I think by the end of the season, he may be just starting, period. He's that good. And I've said, you've said, I think I said 6-plus sacks or 8-plus.
Eight-plus
sacks. It would not, because Suggs had, what, 10.5 his rookie year?
I think it was 12.
12. And then who was the other one?
Bulware.
Bulware, yeah, had 11.5.
They were both defensive rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. And would that shock me? No, not at all. You know, and the only thing I told you, Bob, like if Starks has 6 interceptions and Green has 10 sacks, they may cancel each other out for rookie of the year.
What do you think, Nolan? Should we up this predicted sack total to 12?
I wouldn't be that either. I mean, I'm not crapping on the guy, but look, he's had a great camp. He's had a great preseason. He's checked literally every box you could possibly want as a rookie. And let's be brutally honest here. Even though he had a first-round grade, even though he was highly regarded, acclimating to the NFL isn't always the smoothest process or the easiest process. There are plenty of first-round picks around the NFL this year that will not look good as rookies, that will not look like capable players or live up to their draft status, at least in year one. So if he can go out there, give you somewhere in that 7, 8, 9 range, that's more than enough for me. For him to contribute that much as a rookie, I don't need him to be defensive rookie of the year. I just need him to be there. I need him to be a part of the mix and not missing an action.
And especially, Bob, if Oway and Vannoy both have double-digit sacks and he has 7 or 8 or whatever, they'll probably be the number one sack team in the league.
Well, get Matt Ibike in that 8, 9 range.
Travis Jones, get 5.
Maybe blitz them safeties a little bit more.
Oh, no doubt. Yes. Kyle Hamilton, like 3 or 4, and Marlon, you know, like 3.
Because 2 years ago in 23, when they led the NFL in sacks, it felt like they were a great pass rushing team. Last year, they were second, but it didn't feel that way.
Exactly. Because the win rate was not great.
When we come back, win rate in the American League East. What was it last night? We'll let you know with the AL East report. And we'll talk about today's schedule, updated standings. Orioles taking on the Astros tonight, 7:15. It's on national TV, Fox, to be exact. So stick around for that. We'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon. Speaking of Fox, Fox Radio. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2. And then BBT, live from Pickles at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East Report here on this Total Request Thursday. First, Tyler Wells on the hill for Norfolk, the Tides. He's into the fifth inning, 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, gave up a leadoff homer, pushing 70 pitches, 3 Ks. So he's working himself back into Baltimore here, which is good news. Result don't matter. But the pitch count elevated a little bit, which is good news, as he makes his way, as we said, to Camden Yards or parts unknown. Hopefully, maybe getting a look at the closer's role, as we've discussed a couple of times here on 105.7 The Fan. Good news, Tyler Wells is pitching, and he looks healthy. And let the chips fall where they may after that. Orioles back on the diamond tonight after sweeping the Red Sox at Fenway Park. They took 2 out of 3 from the Astros, and then they handled their business against, what, Seattle, as they've been kind of wreaking havoc. Here in the American League West, Orioles won 6 of 7, as we pointed out multiple times. They have 10 games over 500 since the second game of the doubleheader, May 24th, at Fenway Park. That was Trevor Rogers' first start as a member of the Orioles. Brandon Young's on the hill, 1 and 6 with a 568. Jason Alexander, no, not George Costanza, right-hander. He's 3 and 1 with a 474 on the mound for Houston. 7:15, first pitch. Don't forget, national TV, Fox on the call. BBT, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles. Forget about this rain. It's going to be gone within the 45 minutes here. It's not even really raining, so we'll be outside having fun with you. Me, Nolan McGraw, and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. We start at 6, leading you into first pitch. But in the division last night, or yesterday, and this one was going on, matter of fact, while we were on the air, Pirates taking on the Blue Jays. Tommy Pham almost literally wanted to fight the whole Toronto team a couple of days ago, but yesterday he's led his bat to the top.
Man, that's a fair ball. Tommy Pham into the left field corner. Reynolds scores. Horowitz coming around. And the throw to the plate late. Tommy Pham doubles in a pair to give the Pirates the lead 2-1.
Sportsnet Pittsburgh on the call. George Springer had homered for Toronto, and then Pham answered with that. And this was, what, first couple innings? And that was all she wrote for the scoring. So the Pirates win the game 2-1, win the series over the first-place Blue Jays 2-1. Yankees took on the Rays last night down in their spring training home, Steinbrenner Field, which is Tampa's regular season home for this season.
And in extras, the Yankees, man, when they start bashing, they bashed. And in the 10th, they were bashing.
Deep to right. There it goes. See ya. A long drive into the Tampa night. A two-home run night for Wells. And the Yankees are up by 3.
6-4 was the final score. Wells had 2. Stanton had 2. Or Grisham had 2. Stanton and Wells went back-to-back in the 10th. Which proved to be the difference in the game as the Rays, made it interesting late. Because Schlittler had a perfect game. 6 innings in, did not factor in the decision. But either way, New York wins that one 6-4. Now the Yankees get ready for their series coming up tonight against the Boston Red Sox. St. Louis is at Tampa, 7:35. And then Houston is coming here to Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Standings update, Major League Baseball. As we start today's action, Yankees, they're won 5 in a row. They've trimmed Toronto's lead in the East to 4, Boston 5.5 back. Detroit, now back 10 games up, that is, over Kansas City. Cleveland's 10.5. The Tigers starting to repercolate. Charlie Morton got the win yesterday for them as they swept the, not the Mariners. It was the Mariners. What? No. Somebody swept the Mariners.
We watched it.
Yeah, it was,
Houston.
Houston. Mariners got swept, too. But Detroit, 3 in a row. They've won 8 of 10. They're looking in a pretty strong position to possibly have the best record in the American League. Remember, they had the best record in baseball at the All-Star break. And then they faded down the stretch. Houston, they've lost 4 straight, but they're still 1.5 up on Seattle, who's lost 5 straight out west. And there's Texas, just kind of there. Not gone, but there, 6.5 out. National League East, Phillies are 6.5 up now on the Mets. Phillies have won 4 in a row. Phillies swept Seattle. Brewers, they've lost 3 straight. They're still 6 up on the Cubs, who have won 3 straight, but we'll see how this plays out. In the National League West, Dodgers a game up on San Diego. Padres have won 2 in a row. The wild card standings, as we sit here, if the playoffs start today, it's August 21st. They don't. Yankees, Boston, Seattle in. KC 2.5 out. Cleveland 3. Texas 5. Orioles are 8. Game and a half behind Tampa and the Angels. So there we go. And then in the National League, Cubbies, Padres, and Mets. They're in. Reds are a game back. Cardinals 5. Diamondbacks 6. San Francisco 6.5. That's your standings update here on this Total Request Thursday. When we come back, talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Go to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And we'll have our Featured Artist Friday reveal coming your way later in the hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, fantasy football, it's real. It's fun. If you're winning. And here to talk about that and more, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Thursday. Longtime friend, Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Getting ready to come to town and take over Baltimore. We're trying to work out a special guest to bring in tow with us. Details to follow. But what's going on, fellas? How are we?
We're doing all right, man. We're a little happy about this Lamar news. Not that we were overly concerned, because that would have changed the fortunes of the Ravens season, as we all know. But talk fantasy as we're getting closer to it, and in particular wide receivers. And we talked last week, Mike, about a couple of second-year guys, to keep an eye on. Let's talk about some, you know, rookies, second-year, 10-year vets, wide receivers that you like. But there's kind of an asterisk there because of quarterback situations that could impact the way that they could possibly produce this season.
Well, I mean, you look at three guys that would be in that tier two. Right? First tier is pretty sorted out, right? It's pretty easy to decide how much you love Ja'Marr Chase more or less than CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson. Okay, done and done. That next tier is quarterback play and the offensive line, right? Nico Collins was a beast before he got hurt. Do they have enough in Houston to where that gets rolling again? And then you look at Jacksonville and the New York Football Giants. Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr., I conflated the teams, but you get the point.
Right.
Two guys that put up massive numbers a year ago with bad quarterbacking. I don't know that it's any better. And Trevor Lawrence, is he going to take some monster step forward just because Travis Hunter shows up and he's got some aura or whatever? I don't know. But for Malik Nabers, I mean, you had some suspect work under center, yet he was still a top 10 guy. So they're back for another encore run. Guy who I might be a little reticent to draft at his current position, Puka Nacua. Is Matthew Stafford going to get a full-on bacchiotomy? Is Kirk Cousins coming to the rescue? Or do you believe in Jimmy Garoppolo? How about a little bit of Stetson Bennett for you? Is that getting all juices flowing for fantasy? No, I don't think it does.
Now, a tight end. Now, Isaiah likely would have fit into this category, I would think. But who's this season's Trey McBride? Just comes out of nowhere and becomes like the dude. The number one fantasy tight end in a lot of circles. Who's this year's McBride that takes a quantum leap into that level of production in real and fantasy football?
Well, I think we go back to quarterbacking position. I'm going to take two of the rookies. One who's being drafted as a back end one with an opportunity to pull up a huge target count. Hopefully he's not allergic to the painted grass like Trey McBride was a year ago. Hello. shades of Jason Witten for him. Hey, I got a lot of catches. How many touchdowns? Not so much. They give it to the running back down there. Is Tyler Warren in Indianapolis? Right. We're looking at Daniel Jones, who I think people just want to hate him. There were actually times where he was fairly decent. I'm not going to say he was great by any stretch, and there were only a few games that you would say he was really good. But Daniel Jones was a guy that at times flashed a little bit of something for the Giants. Perhaps Steichen tried to save his, and Ballard's job can figure it out here. And I think Tyler Warren's a guy that could do that. The other is, I don't know that Justin Fields completes passes beyond 10 yards. So why don't we go with Mason Taylor, the rookie? He's being drafted as a outside of the top 24. So we're going deep price shot here for you.
Hey, Mike, where will the Ravens rank? You know, will they be high in the draft or will they go later in the draft, most of their starters on offense?
Well, Lamar's first or second, you know, depending on where you're at. He and Allen are at a class by themselves. I'm still a Derrick Henry guy for me, even though he doesn't catch the ball like a lot of these other guys do at the top of the draft. There's a lot of guys I don't necessarily trust, right? It's Barkley, Robinson, and Gibbs are the top three in some order. For me, Barkley might actually drift down a little bit further based on last year's workload. But for Derrick Henry, it's been a set it and forget it. And so long as that offensive line's healthy, he'll have another monster year. After that, you start getting into a lot of guys that you don't necessarily trust. In McCaffrey or Taylor's being there for a full year. Achan's already hurt. And Ashton Jeanthey with his 400 touches last year. Am I banking on that? Especially if the guy's going to do the whole thing where he runs and tries to find guys to hit. Oh. That's just dumb. I want no part of it. At the wide receiver position, I mean, you guys get it. There's not a guy jumping off the board here. The earliest is Zay Flowers. He comes in as a high-end number three, and then it works out from there. Tight end position, everybody looking for some redemption. Mark Andrews still rounding out the top five on most fantasy draft boards.
Hey, Mike, did you happen to see where Urban Meyer wants Jim Harbaugh to be suspended by Goodell for the Michigan infractions because Tressel was, and he wasn't allowed to work in the NFL, you know, when he was got fired as the Ohio State coach?
Yeah, I mean, when you go back into the annals of history, it's fun that old Herb's got stuff to say. He still owes me some answers for what happened in Jacksonville for some other stuff. I don't know they want to call a bunch of attention back to yourself in this hot take nonsense. Considering, isn't that how he got the job?
Yes. Yes.
Was Jim Tressel leaving under a cloud and everything else? Which, again, you know, we've been doing this long enough. Bob and I, Vinny, you've been with us a while. Is that not the dumbest scandal outside of Deflategate that you've ever heard of? Well, those might be the two worst. Hey, I got a bunch of stuff that I decided to trade for tattoo. No, you can't trade that jacket. No, you can't trade. It's mine. What the hell do I want? If I go take it to a flea market, does anybody care? But because I got body art, I'm a bad guy? I don't know. It's stupid. But, you know, Urban Meyer bringing it up now, like, Jim Harbaugh is not coming back. And even if he did, if there's enough money to it, just like the way they ruled the rest of this stuff, there's enough TV money and marketability behind the school, what are they going to do, slap him on the wrist? And Jim Harbaugh, yeah, add another year to my show cause.
Right.
I mean, what the hell? The NFL is not going to do anything. Do you think Roger Goodell is worried about this? No chance in hell.
Mike Harbaugh, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, as he does every single Thursday since college was brought up. Arch Manning. We're going to hear a lot about him. Already are. Archie Manning said Arch Manning is going to come back in 2026. Well, how about this scenario? Arch Manning said that he hasn't decided yet. We think the Saints are going to stink, right?
Oh, no doubt.
And I'm assuming that they would be in line maybe to get the number one pick in the draft, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I don't know if Archie would want Arch to relive the hell that he went through 50-some years ago, but are you buying what Archie is selling about Arch Manning coming back in 2026? And when, by all accounts, Texas is going to be at least be in the playoffs, and he's probably going to be one of the Heisman favorites this season.
He is currently the favorite on the board ahead of Nussmeier and some of the others. I take it all back to, and I'm going to steal from a couple of guys in the WWE. You know me, I love El Grande Americano, Chad Gable, back when he was hanging out with Otis. And they'd yell, shoosh! That's what Arch Manning needs to do in this scenario. Just shut the hell up and let the kid actually play some meaningful football before you put anything on the board. For Arch Manning trying to be mindful of it all and be smart about it. Look, the only thing he's proven to any of us at this point, other than carrying the surname and being a quarterback, okay, check those boxes, is that he's faster than his uncles. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
I think I can watch paint rub down a wall. that's faster than both Eli and Peyton. So that's not telling me much. Archie was a great scramble athlete back in the day. But to your point, Bob, yeah, he had the hell of playing for some really bad Saints teams, and they will be bad. I mean, they still haven't named their quarterback for week one. I mean, just do the Dark Knight thing, break a pool cue, and let's just be done with it for whoever is the sacrificial lamb to go out there and get his ass kicked in week one. But all of that to say, yeah, they should be in a nice position. If Arch doesn't throw up on himself, Texas is in great position, because the way it works now is you can lose three games and still find your way into the playoffs. So he should find his way there. And if he's half the quarterback that we believe, you go and take your shot. Now, you do it with a side of caution, and I'm not going to put him in the same vein as Anthony Richardson, but how many guys have really succeeded coming into the NFL? Bloodline is a whole other thing. See what I did there? More wrestling. Is that the idea that you don't have that many starts under your belt? There's very few guys that have come in and dominated without a lot of growing pains. So as long as Arch Manning's willing to commit to that, sure, the hometown boy does good. The other part of me is looking at going, you know what? I can go make, what, $10 million a year playing college football and be the king of the mountain, get those requisite snaps and experience in the SEC under my belt. I think I'd be better prepared, even if, because I don't think there's a one-year fix in New Orleans regardless. They might be right back to the number one slot in 27.
Mike Harmon, very excited for WrestlePalooza, it sounds like. You ready to rock
Let's
and roll?
Go, baby. Nicely done. Come on, WrestleMania in Vegas in April. What do you guys think?
If Iron Putski's there, I'm there. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Plexus, the podcast. Mike, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Mike.
Ah, the Polish hammer in your general direction, gentlemen. Thanks, Vinny. Thanks, Bob.
All right, see ya. And who's got Bear Miguel Cicluna from the always exciting From Parts Unknown. When we come back, Parts Unknown brings us Nolan McGraw, and we're going to go into the unknown that is his funhouse, Inside Access at 2. And then Baltimore baseball tonight, Basayo and Beavers, home debut. We're live with Pickles. We'll talk about that, too. Couple days convalesce and start getting ready for the Bills here.
He'll get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He'll get four days off, and he'll be back to practice on Monday.
All right, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief. Speaking of convalescing, Tyler Wells goes 5 2/3 for the Tides in Norfolk. 6 hits, 2 runs, a walk, 4 strikeouts. Chase McDermott, he replaced him. Remember, we're like, where the hell ever happened to that guy? Well, he pitched today. He's already out of the game. But either way, Tyler Wells creeping closer to getting back to Baltimore. We will be at Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Cross Street. Anyway, Pickles Pub for Baltimore baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. Me, Nolan, and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, as the Birds look to keep this hot streak rolling against a team that's kind of cold right now. Houston Astros and the Orioles have had a lot to do with this recent cold spell. Nolan, any, featured artist Friday. Who we jamming to tomorrow?
Yeah, a little light on votes today, but Jim in Mount Vernon stumping pretty hard for Green Day, so we'll just go with that.
All right. Jim wins 1-0. Pitcher's duel.
There were other votes, okay. But I mean,
you made an executive decision?
Well, do you want Green Day or do you want Fats Domino?
Well, that Green Day is pretty good. Yeah. But how many times can you play the twist? No, that's Chubby Checker. Actually, found my thrill, Blueberry Hill. Fats Domino is actually not bad, dude.
We'll do that one next Friday.
They influenced a lot of current rock and roll stars. But anywho, enough of the jibber jabber. Let's get to the funhouse.
Quick Draw's Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 1057, The Fan.
Speaking of Lamar, Texter here says, no mention of the wrist by John Harbaugh. I don't know, this seems a little off to me. Why should I trust their injury updates when they've been so wrong so many times in the past and misleading with their info many more times? I guess I'm not going to be relieved until I actually see him back on the field.
No, I think Harb sounded relieved. You know, I totally believe that, you know, they got the x-ray on the foot, and what do you say, that he was praying that the results would be good, you know, and everything. So, yeah, I believe this one because I think Harbs was relieved once they saw the x-rays.
More thoughts on the Ravens. This one from Chris, who says, I see a lot of parallels between the Hamilton Ajabo draft picks and the Starks and Green picks. Top safety in the draft. and then a round two pass rusher with first round talent. Just hope Greens doesn't have a similar career path as Ajabo.
Well, that would be injuries, I'm guessing you're talking about, because right now, Mike Green, what he has done in training camp and the two preseason games is more than Ajabo has done in his 4 years.
And he, if you're comparing the two coming out of college, Green's the better of the two. If they were in the same class, for example, Green would go first?
Yes. Both were kind of, you know, one-year guys when you really look at it. But Green's a much more natural guy. And Senior Bowl, had a big Senior Bowl week. So, yes, Green probably, they've probably gone similar areas, I'm guessing.
Go over to the Orioles here. Texter says, I can't believe how fast this Bautista stuff got out of hand. Feel terrible for him. Reached the heights of an all-star season, but was only at that peak for such a short time, and he never got the chance to pitch in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was really good in the second half of 22 when they traded Lopez. All-star, obviously, in 23. Didn't even make it out of August that year. They missed all of last season. Was starting to ramp up to, you know, back-to-back appearances. Was throwing high 90s. Didn't pitch for 10 days, but Tony Mansellino said, we got no hint that this was going to be the deal. And his last performance, he was all over the place with his control. Now we're not going to see him again until 26, if we see him at all.
And last
stinks to the texture point. Yep.
Last text of the day, moving over to Tyler Wells, potential new closer. This texter says, save Tyler Wells from himself by moving him to the bullpen. I think some fans are forgetting just how much his health was in question start to start a few years ago. They were pulling him with a light pitch count because they were concerned with him holding up for 30 starts in a year. It's just not in the cards. Go to the bullpen.
100% agree. Mike Bordick did as well. We'll talk more about that subject and more tonight at 6 o'clock with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. But we're out of here for now. Inside Access coming up in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.